Chapter 1. Elish sat on the couch and stared at the wall in front of her. She had no idea how much time had passed since she'd gotten home, found the letter, and assumed this zombie-like pose. Minutes? Hours? Days? Her gaze dropped slightly, catching sight of the letter on the coffee table. She closed her eyes rapidly before any of the words formed in her brain. When she opened them again, she made certain she was looking up. At the wall. Only the wall. The wall was safe. Part of her was waiting for tears. That was the natural response, the one most women would have succumbed to. She'd just been dumped. Big time. In a horrible fucking letter. However, instead of crying her heart out, screaming curses into the empty room, beating her fists against the couch cushions, all she could manage was this numb silence. Typical. Even alone with her broken heart, she couldn't find a way to express the pain with any semblance of noise or passion. No wonder Paul had left. The thought of his name worked, triggered an emotion, though it wasn't sadness. It was resignation. She was an intelligent woman. If she looked back on the last 6 years reasonably, with a detached eye, she would have seen that they were a mismatch. It was obvious now. Paul was driven, a climber. He was never going to be happy until he'd achieved every single goal he had set for himself. She knew that because she'd been there as he'd knocked a few off his list. He'd graduated top of his class at University of Maryland, where they'd met. He'd been accepted to Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Then he'd gotten his residency at Hopkins, his dream job. Elish had been there beside him, either as a friend or a girlfriend, for nearly every part of that. She had been the perfect match for him during the college years because she'd enjoyed learning, and even though she wasn't studying medicine, she'd helped Paul with his coursework. She was a stronger student, something Paul took advantage of as she basically co-wrote all his papers and helped him memorize countless facts about the body and diseases. The two of them joked that she had a medical degree without the diploma. He craved attention, the limelight. When he was in the room, his sheer dominant presence ensured that all eyes were on him as he discussed politics or offered medical advice or told some funny story about the antics of the doctors at the hospital. He'd been president of every club he had ever joined, and she'd been lingering in the background like some creeping shadow. He'd referred to her as his silent rock on more than one occasion. Like a stupid fool, she had considered that a compliment, thinking he needed her somehow. Probably because the political and social views he espoused were the ones she discussed with him. She was the one watching the news, reading the papers, forming opinions. They talk at length about countless topics when they were alone at night. Then, in social settings, he'd use her lines, her comments, professing them as his own, and his equally shallow friends would be totally impressed by his insight. Before tonight, she'd actually bragged about how lucky she was to find a man whose personal beliefs aligned so closely to hers. Now the blinders were off, and she didn't like what she saw. She'd been a doormat. 6 years they'd been together. 8 if she counted the 2 years prior to dating, when they had simply been friends hanging out in similar circles. With Rhonda. That name fired its own shots in her brain, evoked a different but just as powerful emotion. Rhonda had been her best friend since their freshman year of college, when they'd been placed together as roommates in the dorm. That friendship had persevered and continued, as they'd shared the same major and then after graduation, been hired at the same marketing firm. Rhonda was everything Elish was not. Vivacious, lively, pretty, the life of every party, the fun one. She had been a solid C student, but she had the personality to overcome what she lacked in intelligence. How many times had she listened to friends and colleagues tease the two of them about opposites attracting? As loud and bubbly as Rhonda was, Elish was the polar opposite. Quiet, introspective, calm. People thought she was shy, but Elish had never considered herself timid. In truth, she just didn't feel the need to be the center of attention. She was perfectly capable of carrying on conversations one-on-one with strangers and business clients. But in larger social settings, she preferred to find a quiet corner to observe and analyze,